This edition of The Wellness Prescription is brought to you by Healthy Planet, helping the people of the world to live healthy lives.
Welcome to The Wellness Prescription on 105.9 The Region. I'm Dr. Claudia. Thank you so much for joining me today. My guest is Udo Erasmus. He's the co-founder of Udo's Choice Plant-Based Oils and the author of Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill, as well as 81 Years Young. Welcome to the show.
Hey!
I have a feeling this is going to be a really energetic interview.
It might be.
Yeah, which is good, because that's what we want. We want to be energetic for as long as we can. And I know that you have helped 8 billion people live their life lit up from within with all the basic needs provided for. How did you do this?
Well, I didn't actually do that. I've just figured out how 8 billion people can live their life lit up from within, because it's built into human nature. Light, you know, lit up is energetic. Right? Well, there's light inside of us. In fact, our life is a fraction of solar energy. So the sun shines on the earth, and the sunshine is filtered through 93 million miles of space. Then it's filtered through the atmosphere. Then it's filtered through green plants. And what remains, the solar energy fraction that remains, is stored in bonds between atoms to make molecules. And when we eat those molecules, we absorb them. In our cells, they're broken down. That solar energy fraction is released, and now we call it life. And that life and that life energy is what it weighs nothing and runs everything in your body. Right? It's omnipresent, like it's everywhere present, all knowing in your body, and all powerful in your body. When you do a stillness practice where you shut off your distractions and you bring your focus inside. Usually it's outside or in your head. You bring it inside the space your body occupies. You will discover that in your darkness, in your inner darkness, there is a light. And that light is the life that I'm just talking about. 8 billion people are made like that. The master lives within everyone. The master is life. And the master is light. You can also hear it. You can also feel it as love, unconditional, empowering love.
And that's why it's lit up from within, because it actually exists in all of us.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Your life is the light within you.
All right. Well, that sounds
right. But you might be more lit up if you're aware of
right.
it. And to be aware of it, you have to take time to actually go there.
Right. And that's the key, is finding the time to find the light within yourself. No?
No, not finding the time. Making the time. Making it important enough to feel good, to be present, to be lit up, to be energized. Making that important enough. All of the really smart people in the world said you should do that first. That should be your first priority, to be fully present in all of your being. And then everything else become easy. So instead, we don't do that. And then we try to, oh my God, I'm overwhelmed. There's too much going on. Oh my God. Yeah, but you know, inside of you is complete peace, total love. You know, why aren't you focused there? Because you could be. But it takes practice and you have to make the time. And heartache is the call to come home. So whenever your heart aches, everybody knows what that is, you know, uneasy feeling in your chest. That's actually about your disconnection from yourself. And it's your call to come home and get reconnected.
This is so fascinating. Now, this is like such deep, powerful work. And I'm sure it didn't just come to you overnight. Let's talk about where this started for you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know it because I'm 81. I was born during the Second World War. I was in Poland when it was part of Germany. My parents were German-Swedish background from Latvia. And when I was 2 and a half, we were refugees fleeing from the communists chasing us in tanks and trucks, on dirt roads, on horse-drawn hay wagons, with dead people and dead horses in the ditches, mothers with young children. And the Allies, you know, we like to think of ourselves as the good guys. I'm an ally now, right? Because I'm in Canada, right? Well, the Allies were using the refugees as target practice, and they were shooting at us from planes. And so it was intense. It was very intense. I remember growing up never feeling safe and never not being sure what I could count on. But now looking back, it was a huge gift because the culture got stripped, the house got stripped, the furniture got stripped, the cutlery got stripped, the friendships got stripped, the barnyard animals got stripped, the community got stripped. So we literally lost everything except the clothes we had, our bodies, and our life. And for me, I look back and say, what a gift, because how hard is it for people when they grow up in a culture and they adopt the entire culture? How hard is it to get out of that culture and get back to the basics of your own life? Very hard. And people who haven't had a war tend to drift towards war because they're not paying attention. So I had to start from scratch and figure it all out myself. So I didn't pile myself up with more culture. I said, what is true? And I got into biology. What is life? What are things, you know, what is a creature? You know, what is thinking? You know, what is science, right? What is truth? And then I tried what is medicine for what is health, but we only learned about disease. So I ended up in biochemistry and genetics and psychology, right? But always trying to find out what is the truth that we can live by. And in the end, even in biology, we never studied life. We studied form and function. We never studied life. I thought we were going to have a beaker full of life at some point. And it was going to be liquid and shining. That's how I pictured it. We never got there. We never got to soul in psychology. We never got to health in medicine. And all of this stuff that I was looking for, the place where you find that is inside of yourself. That's why you have to do a stillness practice, right? Because I can study form and function and life in my body, and I don't have to kill myself to get to know it. Right? We killed all the animals. We started with living animals in biology. By the time we were done, they were all dead. Right? And so we learned something about nerve function and all of that, but we never learned about life. Life was gone. So, and I wanted to catch the life, you know, because it's like, to me, life, look at this, everything that's alive. Oh my God, it's so fascinating. I had religious experiences in biology. I was in awe of how everything is put together. When you actually pay attention, you know, you're not just driving by, right? But you actually pay attention. You say, oh, how does a bud turn into a flower? You know, how does the flower, you know, attract a bee that fertilizes so that it turns into seeds? I mean, it's just like one little example. But everything is like that. Everything is like unbelievable, right? And so I just like, that's my... That's where I come from, and that's how I got here.
With everything that we just discussed, let's talk about how Udo's choice came to life.
Okay, so that started with a different issue. I got married, and we had three kids, and my marriage broke up, and I was really upset, and I wanted to kill something. So I took a job as a pesticide sprayer. I mean, talk about being crazy, right? On the one hand, you know, I know a lot of stuff. I was really crazy. I was really upset. And I sprayed really carelessly, and I got poisoned by the pesticide I sprayed. I went to the doctor, said, what do you have for pesticide poisoning? She said, nothing. And at that point, it was like, oh, my God, my health really is my responsibility. I kind of knew it, but I sort of, you know, I was sloppy. And so because I had the background in biochemistry and genetics, I went into the research and started looking at how do you heal the body, right? And the idea is the body's made out of food, air, and water. But I was just only focused on food. So I said, okay, well, so let me see how I can improve my food intake. And I looked at everything that had to do with nutrition and health and nutrition and disease in the research literature. And I could read it because I know all the fancy words and all of that stuff, right? And I was looking at everything. There's 42 essential nutrients, 18 minerals, 13 vitamins, 9 essential amino acids from proteins, 2 essential fatty acids from fats. But when I started in 1980, there was only one essential fatty acid. So linoleic acid, omega-6. And the year after I got poisoned, omega-3 was established as an essential nutrient, which means it's a nutrient that you got to have to live and be healthy, but can't make in your own body. So you have to bring it in from outside. And if you don't get enough, your health goes down. And if you don't get enough long enough, you die. This is like really important stuff, right? But if you bring enough back before you die, because death is not, by definition, is not reversible, right? So if you bring enough back before you die, then all the problems that come from not getting enough are reversed. Because life knows how to make a body that works, provided we take responsibility here at our mouth to make sure that all of the essential building blocks it needs to make that body are present so it can do its job. And so I was looking at all of that, and I got stuck on oils because I read a study said omega-6 is an essential nutrient. You have to have it to live and be healthy, like the way I just explained that. And the very next study I read, it says omega-6 gives you cancer and kills you. My head exploded.
Yeah.
wait, I have to have it and then it kills me? That's what they used to say about God, you know. God loves you unconditionally, does everything, makes sure everything happens. And then you look at him, he kills you. That's what they told us as kids. I had a problem with that.
Right?
So anyway, so I said, okay, like there must be something else going on that I'm not understanding. And it was that contradiction that made me look deeper. And I realized how much damage is done to oils when they're being made by industry. Mm-hmm. And oils are omega-3 and omega-6 are the most sensitive of our essential nutrients. They're damaged by light, by oxygen, by heat. Omega-3 is 5 times more sensitive than omega-6. But even the omega-6 oils are 1% damaged by the processing that is done by industry to get them a long shelf life. Colorless, odorless, tasteless oils that you find everywhere in plastic bottles. Mm-hmm. And then I called them and I talked to them and I said, well, why, when it does damage to the oil, why do you do that? And the guy on the other other end of the phone says to me, well, one of the reasons we do it is we can get rid of half of the pesticides in the oil by heating the oil to frying temperature. And in my head, I'm going, wait, pesticides? This is not a good thing. The other half stays in the oil? I didn't say that to him, but that's what happened in my head. So I said to him, well, why don't you start with organically grown seeds? Then you don't have a pesticide problem that you got to fry the oil to get rid of. Long silence. And I waited. And then when he got back, he was like angry. He was like, what is your problem? The oil is only 1% damaged. And, you know, if you got 99% on the exam, you'd be damn happy. So, but I used to get 100% on some of my genetics exams. So I wasn't as impressed with 99 as he was. But then I thought, well, 1%, maybe I'm overreacting. Let me do the math. How many damaged molecules will you have in an oil, in a tablespoon of oil that is 1% damaged?
But it depends on how many molecules of oil there are.
Yeah, but and you don't know that. That's why I want you to guess.
Oh.
That's why you have to guess, right?
Yeah. So I would say if there's about, let's say, 1 million molecules, probably 100,000.
Okay. That would be 10%, but okay, that's fine.
Sorry, 10 million. 10 million, yeah. So 10,000, okay.
Okay, 10 million. Okay, so like 10 million, 100,000. 100,000. So 100,000 has how many zeros?
Five,
okay. So would you like to know the actual number? It's a 6 followed by 19 zeros. So your number is 14 zeros too short. So you underestimated the damage you're getting when you eat oils like that. By 60 trillion times. And so then I say to people, well, listen, you're at the airport, you're going to fly home for the holidays. You're about to get on the plane. And somebody who always just tells the truth says to you, by the way, did you know that your chance of crashing and dying on your flight home was 1 trillion times higher than you thought it was? Would you get on the airplane?
No.
I was in Ireland. I told them I would canoe back to Canada. Right? And the reason why I do this is because, you know, on the one hand, people say, oh, yeah, well, it's just 1%. But you're talking about 60 quintillion molecules. That's more than 1 million damaged molecules for every one of your bodies,
wow.
60 trillion cells. And you're taking 2 to 4 tablespoons a day and you fry them. So you have to multiply that number by 3 to 6 times. And you do that every day for 5, 10, 20, 30 years. 30 years is another 11,000. And these are damaged molecules that never exist in nature, that life never made a program to break down. might break down some of them, right? And then they're going to pile up in your body. And wherever they go in your body, they're going to interfere with what's going on there because they're not the right molecule. And do you think that's going to affect your health somewhere down the road? Not going to be on the first day because you only got a million damaged molecules for every cell in your body in that one table. I'm being facetious here, right? And when I looked at that and I said, I can't get healthy on oils like this. We should make them with health in mind. And I was just desperate and stupid enough to say, I'm going to do that. And so I developed a method for making oils with health in mind. So no light, no oxygen, and no heat can damage the oil molecules while they're being pressed, filtered, settled, filled. And then we put them in glass because plastic leaches into oil. That's another not good thing. And then we put a box around it to cut the light out. And then we keep it refrigerated in the factory. And we keep it refrigerated in the stores. And we keep it refrigerated at home. And we never use it for frying. We just add it to foods after they come off the heat source. And we go back to water for cooking because water doesn't burn your foods.
I'm thrilled that I was able to take your products for the last 20 years. And as you mentioned, that's probably why I'm so, youthful and healthy. But when we come back,
that's one of the reasons why you're so beautiful and so smart.
Well, that's even better. When we come back, everything you need to know about healthy oils. This is the Wellness Prescription on 105.9 The Region. Stay with us.
Have a question for Dr. Claudia? Call us at 416-335-1059, tweet us at 1059 The Region, or email us info@1059theregion.com. The Wellness Prescription with Dr. Claudia on 1059 The Region.
You're listening to 105.9 The Region. Welcome back to The Wellness Prescription. Before the break, Udo shared his path to health. He shared a story and he shared how he came to develop machinery that was going to create the most highly accessible and the healthiest possible oils. And he was the first one to extract the oil from flax seeds. I mean, that is an incredible feat. I can't even imagine how much you were excited, how much excitement you had. But we've already talked about, some of the health benefits, how important it is for pregnant mothers and for children. But what are some of the other benefits to taking your product?
Because it's really good for skin, and it's also really good for brain function and mood as well. Elevate mood and lift depression. Also super important in pregnancy because mother has to maintain her own brain and build a brain in her womb. And if they don't have enough essential fatty acids, which are very, very high dose of essential fatty acids in the brain, if she doesn't have enough, the kid will take it out of her brain. And that's why women get more chronic fatigue and collagen diseases and fibromyalgia and depression, allergies and autoimmune diseases than men do, like 2 to 15 times more because of the depletion of essential fatty acids. And the kids, each kid gets less than the previous child. Each child depletes the mother further. This is all from research. And the researchers say women need to make sure they get a good source of essential fatty acids in their diet, both for their own health and the health of their kids. Super important. But also athletics, 40 to 60% increase in performance in athletes when they do their sport to exhaustion within 30 days of starting to take a tablespoon per 50 pounds of body weight per day of Udo's oil. We did a couple of studies, one in Denmark and one was an international study. Never published them, but it was like, because we're not affiliated with the university, right? But that's how it came about. And it was my problem. And then the other thing that happened is found out omega-3 is essential. 99% of the population doesn't get enough for optimum health. And I said, gee, if we could make them with health in mind, oh my God, we could help almost everybody. And there's something that feels really good in the chest, really good in the heart when you help, when you make life better for people, when you do things that need to be done. And I got so excited. Oh my God, I finally found a purpose, something worth doing. That's what drove that whole project. We were the enthusiasm. We were on fire. Everybody wanted to work with us just because the energy was so hot. And in 2 years, flax oil, which was the source of omega-3, that was my first oil. Flax oil became the second highest selling oil in the natural foods industry, which is where we were active, within 2 years. All just on enthusiasm. I have no business background. I have a ton of enthusiasm. And we made business decisions and set standards and how the oil needs to be made and built machinery, you know, all stuff that is very, you know, it's like engineering and business, right? And we made all those decisions, but because we had a clarity about what we wanted to do. And we were really enthusiastic about getting it done. And we wouldn't compromise our standards just so we could land distributors. No, we told them, no, if you don't have refrigeration in your storage facility, we're not doing business with you. If you want to bring it in, let us know when you have it. Because the essential fatty acids need care. Otherwise, they lose their benefits to the body. And we were not going to compromise, and we still haven't. And this is like 1988 is when we did our big tour in the van without air conditioning in the heat of the US, where we did 85 cities in 101 days. And it was so fun. It was so much fun because it was like, it's, you know, we're on a mission from God, you know, kind of like that. There was oil made from flax before that. It was called linseed oil, but it was highly processed and it was damaged. We came out with the first healthy, you know, flax oil made with health in mind. And we made the distinction. Linseed oil is not made with health in mind. Flax seed oil is made with health in mind. So what does it do? Every cell requires it. And I think the biggest thing is omega-3s, sometimes people call them the God molecule. It is the highest energy molecule of all of the essential nutrients. That's why the God molecule, because God is energy, God is power, right? And you get the energy benefits you get in sports and just generally how long it takes to get tired and how quick you recover. Very important in energy production, in oxygen metabolism. They can increase oxidation rate. It takes you longer to get tired because that comes from oxygen debt, and you recover quicker because lactic acid build down requires oxygen. So anything that makes oxygen metabolism better will give you more energy. And there's no question about it. They're the energy molecule. If they're not damaged, so they're sensitive, they need to be treated with care. Do not damage them. So they do that. Then the other thing is that, you know, if you look at fuel molecules, the molecules that we use for energy, so you've got sugar, starches, carbs in general, and fats, and maybe protein if necessary. So they can all be used for energy. All of the energy molecules create energy, and you like that because you want to have lots of energy. That's your juice. That's your vitality, right? But when you build a strong fire in your body, a strong fire also throws more sparks. So you need spark control. In your fireplace, you have a screen in front of it so the sparks don't hit the carpet and burn holes in your carpet. Well, in the body, we call those sparks free radicals, and they burn holes in your tissues. So they do damage. Then you get inflammation, right? And so when you get a good fire and you get good fuel, then you also need good spark control. Now, your sugar comes from cane. What we've done is we've taken out the fuel, and the spark control is left in the cane, and we throw that out. So we end up eating fire without spark control. That's why sugar gets you inflammation, right? Now, of all of the molecules that can be used for fuel, the only molecule that is both fuel for fire and part of it turns into its own spark control is the omega-3s. I mean, who came up with that? Unbelievable, right? And then what happens is the body turns part of the omega-3s through a whole bunch of, you know, it makes a lot of different things in the body out of the essential fatty acid, which is alpha-linolenic acid, which is in flax oil. So it makes EPA and DHA, and then out of that, it makes a whole bunch of other things. And one of the things that the omega-3s and 6s both do in every pretty much every cell in the body is they turn into...
Well, Udo, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Your energy is contagious. Your products, I can vouch for how amazing they are. If listeners want to purchase your products, purchase your books, where and how can they do that?
You can go go to the health food stores in the fridge, in the health food stores, in the supplement section. You can, if you're far away, you can go to florahealth.com/Udo. And my products are there. I also work with enzymes and probiotics and greens because digestion is the second most most problematic area, let's put it that way. And udoerasmus.com is my website. It's a work in progress. It's kind of messy, but there's a few things. And then you can find podcasts that I've done. If you go podcasts on Google, podcast/Udo Erasmus, you'll find some of those. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I have a YouTube channel. I'm not hard to find. 8 billion people could live their life lit up from within, and anything I can do to make that happen or to bring people closer to that, that's what I want to be doing. I do it for a very selfish reason. It feels good in the heart to help.
That is such a sweet thing to say. And anyway, I can help you help 8 million people live their life lit up from within. I'm on it. So thank you so much for joining me. You can also find me on Instagram at Claudia_Macchiella or my website, ClaudiaMacchiella.com. That's my show for this week. If you missed it, go to 1059theregion.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music, and of course, Audible. I'm Dr. Claudia. I hope this helps you live your best life.
The Wellness Prescription was brought to you by Healthy Planet. Order online at HealthyPlanetCanada.com or go online to find a location nearest you.